Chapter 49.
You have died 15 times. Entering trauma. You earned experience while you were offline. You are now level 39.
What the hell? 6 levels? Additional experience notifications poured in and slowly trickled to a stop. But not before I hit level 40. I'd been given credit, or at least partial credit, for the meteor strike. I wasn't sure how experience was calculated with this sort of thing, but I knew in other games you received a fraction of what you'd normally get if you'd killed something face to face. Still, based on the size of that fireball, I'd probably wiped out every living creature in a 10-square-mile radius, including the Guardian Colo Colo. Renault approached as I stood, brushing myself off.
It has been some time. Your fey friend has come looking for you several times, but even she has given up hope that you would return.
How long has it been since you've last seen her?
It has been a long while. Multiple weeks. Perhaps 2 months.
I looked about. The town appeared exactly the same as last time. I approached the campfire in the center of town, where withered old Fiona always sat, warming her hands.
Did you manage to find Bernadette?
I did, but she is dead.
That is unfortunate. I have heard that sound before.
I realized we'd just been hit with the shockwave from the Epsilon and Little Cibola crash. 2 minutes and 20 seconds for the death sequence, and I hadn't been back very long. Maybe 3 minutes. So about 5.5 to 6 minutes since impact, and the sound wave still traveled. That was one big-ass explosion. That was the Guardian Epsilon falling from the heavens.
Yes. Your aunt did not trust or like that Guardian. She never told me why. It is fitting it shall fall on the day I learned of her death. Without the transport gazebo, we are truly lost.
Before she died, she passed on the knowledge I need to fix the gazebo.
Demons approach more than ever before, in the air and on the ground.
Damn it. Of course they're going to attack now. Okay. Fiona, get everyone lined up. I'm going to fix the gazebo. The transport pavilion was right there, 10 feet away. I stepped in, and like last time, it asked if I wanted to load the program. Less than 30 seconds later, it was all lit up and ready to go. As it was loading, I finally spent the 7 skill points to give me level 3 of the teleport spell. I then quickly allocated my 7 attribute points. I tossed 1 into durability, 3 into strength, and 3 into acumen. A quest notification chimed.
Protect the escape of the citizens of Trauma.
Fiona grabbed my hand as worm surgeons lined up at the gazebo.
I have something for you.
She produced a small potion vial. Within was a miniature demon similar in size to the ones in the soul power potions. But this was nothing more than a tiny eyeball, the size of a button. 3 tentacles swayed underneath the eye.
Control parasite for the Shrill. Infecting yourself with this parasite gives you permanent control and access to the Shrill's cockpit and commands within the Guardian control menu. Once consumed, this parasite cannot be removed.
I didn't need to think about it. I popped the cork and sucked the little bugger down.
You've been infected with a parasite.
I fell to my knees, pain racking my head. But it quickly passed. Notifications scrolled by, telling me I now had control of the Shrill. Finally. I had assumed Bernadette would have had this thing, but it had been Mayor Fiona all along. It made sense. This was the finale of the Worm Surgeon-only quest, and the parasite was the prize. I tossed open the Guardian control menu to make sure it was there. To my surprise, I had 3 Guardian icons listed, not 2. I had Mortazgus, the Shrill, and I also had Epsilon. What the hell? I clicked on Epsilon, and the normal menu popped up, but all the options were grayed out. All except one.
Blow core.
couldn't control the robot, and I didn't have access to its cockpit. But by infecting the Guardian with the virus, I'd gained permanent access to a single ability. Blow Core. Just like with the cop car. A self-destruct button.
You must cast teleport. I shall lead the retreat while Renault guards us.
I put my hand on the gazebo, and several options popped up. It selected transport group for me, and a bit less than half my soul points leached away. For the location, it selected Medina, Main Square. There were a few other Medina locations on the list. The only other option was Necroshire. But for now, the quest auto-selected everything for me. The gazebo glowed, and the townspeople surged forward. I jumped out of the way and watched as my people fled their village. A defensive tower blew in a shower of brick and wood. It was the same tower Clara and I usually used.
God, fuck!
A rock ricocheted off my head, and I stumbled. Renault was above, firing the autogun in another tower.
Everyone out of here!
He yelled something down at me. I stood, wavering for a moment. I had a thought. I popped open my familiar menu and clicked Summon to my location. It was hard to scale distances, but I guessed Banksy was a good 10 miles west of here. It'd take him some time to home in on me. But he would come. A single blood wyvern smashed into the middle of town, alighting on top of a pair of buildings. It faced us, screeching as the worm surgeons panicked, pushing forward toward the small portal. This was the biggest of the vulture demons I'd ever seen, easily 3 times larger than normal. Renault could not twist his gun to fire directly into town. As I pulled my gun, my eyes caught the tag and flaming crown. My Lemageddon skill activated. This was yet another boss monster, a member of the demonic court.
Lord Murmur, rank 19 in the demonic hierarchy, a vassal of King Paimon, may be evoked for binding purposes only, requires evocation level 3. Has 2 forms, a large blood wyvern or as a stately human.
I fired 2 shots into his vulture-like head to see if it had any effect. It had an effect, all right, but not one I wanted. Lord Murmur screamed in anger, turning his focus on me. My quest was to protect the escape of the worm surgeons, and at the moment, I stood in the midst of the retreating villagers. I had to lead him away. I darted toward the back of town. The giant vulture thing screeched again, lifting off to pursue. I twisted back and cast Leaden at the flying monster. It was my first chance to use the spell I'd purchased long ago. Lord Murmur blasted against the ground as if a giant hand had grasped and slam-dunked him. Dirt and cobblestones showered. He leaped up from the crater. Apparently uninjured. He attempted to take back to the sky, but he couldn't. The spell worked for 0.5 seconds per level of strength, not acumen, which meant the effect would last a total of 16.5 seconds. Above, Renault and a few other defenders continued to lash fire into the invading demons. The demon fell forward, crawling on the tips of his segmented wings. He moved terrifyingly fast. His vulture beak smashed into a hut, caving it in. I aimed and fired again. And again, it had no visible effect other than pissing him off further. The townspeople had all escaped except for Renault and 3 guards who continued to shoot at the invaders. Another defensive tower exploded. I reached the back wall of Charnel. Lord Murmur hissed in triumph, thinking he had me trapped. He approached more slowly, his head bobbing. As I prepared to shoot my grappling hook, which would take me over the wall, the vulture thing glowed, his form shrinking until it was that of a man wielding a thin, black sword. Obsidian droplets of oil floated in the air, rising off the blade. The swarthy lord wore a lavish purple surcoat over glittering silver armor. A small silver crown adorned his head, sitting upon gleaming black hair. A coat of arms adorned his jacket, depicting a horn crossed with a griffin. Behind, I watched as Renault and the remaining worm surgeons slipped off the towers and ran into the blinking transport gazebo. Behind them, zippers swarmed through the gates, hot on their tail. The demons screamed in frustration as their quarry evaded them, but they spied me and the Lord. They screamed anew and charged.
Quest complete. Evacuate Charna.
The human form of Murmur grinned, revealing black, sharp teeth.
I am going to enjoy taking you apart, churl.
What the fuck did you just call me? A churro?
What? No! I called you a...
If he finished the sentence, he did so within the mouth of Banksy.